Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, podcast listeners. Listeners of For Crying Out Loud, are you thinking, like I've been thinking, about cutting the cord on your television? Or maybe you enjoy getting a really high bill every month for your cable TV. Well, if you don't, I have a solution for you. Pluto TV. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Get this, you can watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never even asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up. You can just watch it for free. It's so easy and it's completely legal, and you can watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. All you have to do is download Pluto TV. It's the leading free streaming television service. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. So do it today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hello.
It's the first time I'm looking at Stephanie right this second.
Oh, my gosh, because we're in the other studio.
Uh-huh.
Last week, you were sick as a dog.
I was sick. I got a stomach bug.
I know.
Thank God nobody else in the house except for Natalia a little bit got sick.
Listen, I don't want to make this all about me because that's not how I am. But somebody was even complaining about how much I was talking or interrupting. It's like, bitch, please.
Child, please.
Lynette did not want to talk. Made it very clear to me that if we were going to do this show, I was going to have to do all the talking. So get off my back.
Yeah, that we were going to like postpone it. Should we come back? I said, no, let's do it. Because I was fine on the Tuesday show. But then when we got to Friday, I started feeling dizzy. And anyway.
I'm not saying that I'm not an interrupter or a hold on, your story reminded me of a much better story, but sometimes people aren't here. They can't see that you might even start a story and then look at me like, help me. I can't even tell this story because I'm sick.
Right. Yes.
And then I have to step in and go, okay, yeah, that's interesting. But also this happened to me this week. You think I want to do that, people? You think I want to work that hard?
Hey, can you talk a lot today? I got kind of a headache.
Oh, Lynette. So you were sick all week,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I got sick. I got like stomach. I lost like 5 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is it still contagious a little bit?
No, it's not. No,
Shoot.
It's gone. Oh, sorry. Are you going to be like Bethany and pray for diarrhea?
Oh, my God. How about the fact that Bethany's ex-boyfriend, the married guy, died?
The married guy? So he was married?
He was still married.
What was his deal? I don't know what his deal was.
Okay, so this is all I know.
What do you know? Lynette.
Okay, so Bethany and her friend from high school, this guy was married to her friend, to Bethany's friend.
Oh, okay.
They'd been married since they were like 20, 21 years old, 21 and 23. So they were like college sweethearts.
Mm.
So this guy had been in Bethany's life for years.
Right.
If this was her high school friend.
Right.
Although Bethany's friendships are a little questionable to me.
I know.
I'm not sure how many long-term true friends she has.
Right.
So whatever. But before these people were divorced, they're not divorced. I don't know. I can't really judge. But I know that Bethany was having an affair with him. She says they were separated. But who knows if he left his wife for Bethany.
Right.
But then they broke up.
But if
probably because he was on drugs.
Yeah, who realized that? So, you know, first of all, I'm not going to judge either, but if you're married in high school and now you're still going strong at age, what, almost like 45 50? Or 50?
Yeah.
It's probably cracks. Maybe there was separation.
Yeah. Early 20s marriages.
Look,
that sounds,
I'm sure there's people
crazy
out there that are doing it and they're going strong and they're being strong and everything's
you guys
great.
Are having sex
good
three
for
times
you
a week. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. You found your lover in high school. There's nobody else in the world for you. And that's your one and only, your best friend. And you go everywhere with it. Yeah, all right. That's fine and dandy.
Good for you.
Good for
We're
you.
Happy
Go
for
ride
you.
Off in the sunset. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all the other people that got married in high school.
Right.
And now they
and
hate
like,
each other.
I can't fucking look at that guy anymore.
Right. And have had custody arguments right. And war.
Right.
So
in their defense, too, the ex-wife wrote some really nice Instagram post about her husband. She was like, a lot of people don't even understand our relationship, but like we were best friends and we still talked on the phone every day or what. I don't know, but.
She didn't say anything about Bethany?
No.
Oh.
But it seemed like maybe it was a little slam on Bethany.
Oh.
Like, hey, bitch, he was still mine.
How does anybody know who she is? Who is she? How do people like find that out?
A friend of a friend was on their page. Actually, someone who listens to us. Huh? But I feel like I don't want to.
Okay.
Well,
so it was in our
somebody's
in our real-
okay. So somebody that we know
uh-huh.
is knows the ex because she's like a interior decorator and follows okay. her for like a totally separate reason. The ex wife, oh. But anyway,
she's an interior decorator, huh?
Yeah.
Out of Chicago. Just kidding.
Not Kate Marengo.
I even made Kaylin laugh.
By the way, guys, everybody, if you love our show, you're gonna love The First Degree with Jacques Vanek and Alexis Linkletter. The host of Lady Gang teams up with her best friend and true crime TV producer, ooh, that's cool, to explore stories of the craziest crimes, cults, and conspiracies imaginable with renowned crime journalist Billy Jensen. And they talk to once ordinary people who were one degree away from these stories. Who knows? You may wind up being their next guest. So check out The First Degree every Wednesday only on Podcast One. Also, you don't even have to pay me for this. Third love is our first love.
Ah, I love.
Do you know that I swear to God, all I ever wear is Third Love bras?
Well, and I also could spend like, you know, they have so many. They're growing. Their styles are growing.
Yeah.
And they're like, they've got underwear now. Like, they've got so much stuff.
Yeah.
It's not – before when it was first started with us, it was just like the T-shirt bra and the fancy bra, like three styles
but
maybe.
Don't throw shade on the T-shirt bra because I love the T-shirt bra.
I
have
too.
Them in almost every color. I have one in like a wine color. I have a jewel blue mm-hmm. color. I have
I
black. And I have, you know, like the beige.
Yeah,
like that
the
skin,
nude.
The nude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have them in four different colors. Then I've got the lace bra.
Mm-hmm. That you can wear like a tank top with.
Yeah, I've got the strappy. There's so many and I love them all. And here's the thing about Third Love bras. They're like pajamas. They're like the pajamas.
I know.
It's like you don't want to take off your bra at the end of the day.
I know.
I mean, you hear the commercials on the radio, if you listen to the radio, and just know that it's true.
Absolutely,
they
100%.
Speak the truth.
We love Third
They
Love.
Have also tons of sizes, even half sizes. So here's what you're going to want to do. If you want to be like us and have your boobs feel more comfy,
mm-hmm.
go to thirdlove.com/FCOL, find your perfect fit, and get 15% off your first purchase.
Yeah, they got a fit finder quiz.
Yeah.
Go check, go take it.
thirdlove.com/FCOL. thirdlove.com/FCOL, get 15% off.
Mm.
Also, while we're talking about products we're excited about, Brooklinen.
Oh, I love. We have it on our bed right now as we speak, and I was just thinking, I love this comforter. It's so soft, but I also love the color, and it also hides Phil's hair.
Yes. It just – I feel like when my bed is made
– Yeah. I try to make my bed every day.
You do?
Yeah, you don't.
Well, a lot of times I make the bed right before I go to sleep in it.
Yeah.
Because I like that feeling.
Yes.
But I don't like to do it in the morning.
Right.
But I always feel like my room looks like a little bit like a nice hotel.
Nice.
Because mm-hmm. It's like classy.
Yeah.
Their styles are classy.
Yes, yes. The pinstripes.
Yes, that's what I have.
The polka dots.
Mm-hmm.
All the different, yes.
I love the sheets. They don't tear. I bought some Jersey sheets from a different brand, like just from, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they have holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
They have tons of holes in them.
Yeah.
These sheets, the Brooklinen sheets, hold up.
Yeah, and they're soft. They're super soft. They're like luxury sheets.
They're really
Why
nice.
Pay all that money for luxury sheets when you can have Brooklinen?
You don't need to. You don't need to pay that much. Go to brooklinen.com, and just for our listeners, you will get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code FCOL. You know I love free shipping.
Me too.
So Promo code FCOL, Brooklinen, Brooklinen. Promo code FCOL. And by the way, a lot of our listeners have been giving us feedback on this product, and they love it.
Really?
No complaints. Yes, people love it.
Really?
When they go on the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page and
talk
about
it. I love to hear that.
So what else is going on this week? I have lots has happened in my life.
You do. Wait, I like your hair. You've been swimming.
You know what's funny?
No.
Okay.
Tell me.
So oh my God, I have a couple of funny things to tell you that now I just thought of. All so right. Did I tell you when I first signed up with that commercial agent?
Yes.
I was going to go be a commercial actress?
Yes.
The guy goes, yeah, so I was wearing my hair like stick straight.
Right.
I think it looks good like that. Mm-hmm. Like kind of sleek, mm-hmm. right? And he's like, yeah, the sleek thing, that's not going to get you commercials. He's like, you look too chic, like uh-huh. too LA. Uh-huh. You know, you need to look like a mom. He's like, right. Can you make your hair look wavy? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess. He's like, do you have any pictures like that? And to me, that look is when I just washed my hair and I don't have time to blow it dry.
But he wants you to look like a mom, but your hair is too – so he wants you to look like a mess?
Yeah, you know moms don't have time to like
right,
take showers.
Right, so you want your hair all like messy.
Use a straightening iron on their hair. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Apparently moms really don't care about their appearance much.
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
Exactly.
They don't have time. You know why? They're too busy parenting
right.
and taking care of their children.
And trying not to fuck it up.
Right. Exactly. So I completely ignored that advice mm-hmm. and, you know, went on the two commercial auditions I went on that we know how badly that went uh-huh. with straight hair, probably looking – whatever. Anyway – and John is always like, I like your hair like wavy. Mm-hmm. So the other day I just got like a wild hair up my ass and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take Elby's curling iron because I don't have a curling iron anymore.
Yeah.
I don't. I haven't had a curling iron since like the 80s when I like went to Vegas a lot and curled my hair.
Yes, yes.
I just don't have that kind of hair that does well with – anyway, I used Elby's curling iron and I made some like little kind of wavy curls.
Yes. That's mm-hmm. And that new wave?
And everybody freaked out. Sadie was just like, Mom, this is 3 days past. I had it
nice.
Like kind of curly, which I'll tell you why, because I went out with Robin.
My God. I'm sick of this Robin already. I'm going to have to ban her from our Reel It In page.
Oh, my God. Robin loves it, by the way. She's like, oh, my God, I love
like,
it when Lynette gets mad.
It's too much Robin now. I'm like
You're
mad
done?
For Julie. No, I'm upset for Julie.
Julie's fine. Julie's like, look, this takes the pressure off me a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I can't be her only friend.
All right. Okay.
Julie's like, oh, you went out with somebody else? Good. Good for you.
I don't like Daryl Hall and John Else anyway. No, I love Robin.
Yeah. So now, anyway, every day, all of a sudden, I'm getting compliments on my three-day-old hair because Sadie's like, Mom, your hair still looks really pretty.
Right.
And John's like, I like your hair like that.
You went out with Robin and you did your hair.
I did my hair and I made it kind of curly, kind of like
wavy.
What did
Robin say?
Nothing, bitch. Did not even notice. How dare you, Robin? You didn't even notice.
She didn't notice?
Mm-mm.
See, I notice in your head. See, Robin, I'm a true friend. She's got headphones on. And she looks like shit. She's in her pajamas. No, I'm just kidding.
Pretty much.
And her hair looks nice.
This is funny. Okay, so Kaylin texts us, me and Lynette, and he says, guys, listen, just FYI, because
mm-hmm.
he doesn't know better. He's a dude in his 20s.
I
he doesn't know that this shit needs a lot longer notice.
Right.
He's like, guys, listen, FYI, I'm going to be recording. We're going to put this on video.
This
week's episode is going to be videotaped.
In my defense, that was the minute it was told to me, too. So
yeah.
I did not get any more head notice.
Was
than
this
what
yesterday?
I gave you. This was yesterday.
Morning, mid-morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to Dylan, and he's like, because you guys got videotaping tomorrow for FCOL. I go, whoop, stop, what? And he's like, yeah, I guess they need a, like B-roll or something. I don't know. And I said, well, then Kaylin needs to tell me and Stephanie. Somebody needs to get on the horn and tell Stephanie.
But which made absolutely no difference to either of us.
Right.
Because I, this morning, was like, really, they're videotaping.
Who gives a shit?
Well, that's fine. I was like, then people can see what I look
right.
like. I was like, you think I'm going to take, first of all, we had to be here extra early today. We
right.
had to be in the 9:15, studio at 9:15.
On the dot.
Yeah. So I was like, well, first of all, I'm waking up early as it is. I'm not even going to have time to eat breakfast, let alone, I'm not putting makeup on my face at 9:15. I'm a mom.
Right. Right.
How dare you? So then, but then like I comforted myself with the idea. I was like, in my mind, I was like, Lynette's not even going to brush her hair.
No.
I promise you. And she didn't.
Like, look at the back of my hair.
Yeah. I know. I was like, you know what? Lynette is not like that. Yeah. I was like, Lynette's not going to be like,
I've lip gloss in my car. That's it.
Yeah. If anybody knows Lynette, she knows Lynette's not like, oh, let me hire a hair and makeup team for our B-roll.
And take them with me everywhere I go. Right. Yeah. For our B-roll.
So I was like, I won't be alone in looking like I just got out of bed.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing's going to change.
No. But wait, also, what's the Instagram post of you jumping off of a huge
I have a whole
board.
Story for you
and
about that.
You could have had a little more of a pizzazz. It just like jumped off. Like you looked like you were jumping to your death.
Because I felt like I was.
Oh, you were scared?
I'm in my 50s, Lynette. Who's jumping off? It was a huge high dive
platform.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I thought. But right. I thought maybe that was your 18th time.
No, that was... Well, the first time I did it, Sadie was supposed to record it for Instagram, but she messed up. She didn't know you have to hold down the button.
I hate that.
Kind of a 10-year-old, is she?
I know.
I thought they're supposed to be social media gurus.
Yeah, I know. We're
like,
teaching
them. Even I know how to hold down the button.
I know.
God. So we went – okay. So you know what a pool whore our family.
Yes.
How we are such pool whores.
Yes.
We're always like, hey, neighbor.
Yes.
Love you guys.
Knocking on everybody's doors in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Haven't met you yet. Oh, you're the one I yelled at. Never mind.
Next.
I'm on nextdoor.com. Who's got a pool that needs – we're going to come over and clean it. That means we'll take a leaf with us when we leave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So – you know,
it's getting
exhausting trying to like weasel our way into people's pools.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody told me about this Van Nuys Sherman Oaks has a pool. It's like a park.
You guys should
pool.
Come to my house and go swimming.
Lynette,
I know it's
you,
a little
you
bit
live
of a trek.
Like that's like we'd have to like pack, you know,
I know.
Overnight stuff.
But if anytime you guys want, I don't even need to be there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
No, honestly, if I'm good, if it's next door,
right.
That's great. But this pool, I was like, this is kind of genius because if I really wanted to, there's lots of pools around us I could go to.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's just inconvenient. We could go to the Calabasas Swim Club, but it's always really crowded, you know.
Yeah.
And the kids are like, we don't like public pools. But anyway, so somebody suggested this pool. And then remember how I told you how much Sadie and Xander enjoyed their improv camp a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
So – a couple of the kids wanted to do like a hangout with Sadie and Xander, and one of the parents suggested that we all meet at that pool. And I was like, oh, sweet. I just recently heard about this pool. Mm-hmm. That sounds like no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there, and I, of course, did not plan to swim.
Right.
Because no.
Right.
As you know, we both don't like swimming.
No, I know. I know.
So,
you just want to put your earbuds on.
Right. But get this. Guess what happened? It was horrifying. Forgot my phone.
Oh,
yeah.
My stomach hurts for you.
I know. I got there and I look in my purse and I was like, what?
Oh,
I've got a new sword and scale. Are you kidding me
right now?
No. I briefly entertained the thought of like going home and getting it.
Right.
But then I was like, okay, that's really.
Why? Was it kind of far? But all the kids were there.
A good 10
ready
minutes.
To get in the pool.
And then I was like, I was there to meet. Okay. So I was meeting another mom who I'd never spent time with before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that's going to be.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to get along with this person. You got to make conversation.
Right.
The only thing you have in common is that your kids met each other and decided they like each other.
Right.
But you don't even know if the kids are going to end up being friends.
I know.
So you're like, how much do I even want to invest?
Right.
in the kids' friendship, let alone I've got to spend possibly more than an hour, possibly 2 hours.
Right.
Small talking.
Right. I hate that. I don't like that.
Now I don't have a phone.
I would have said, I feel a stomach bug coming on.
Yeah. So, okay. So here's what happened. I was, had complete stomach sinking feeling. It was, I was devastated.
Yeah.
I was devastated.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm devastated for you.
Yeah. One of the worst things that's probably ever happened to me. So we go in and the kids know. They're like, oh, mom's sad. No phone. So they're like, mom, are you going to go home and get your phone? I was like, no, Have you met me? Yeah. I'm a great parent. I'm not going to do that. I didn't even need my phone. That was on purpose. I just want to be focused on you guys.
Right.
I don't need I don't need distractions. What, what am I going to look at Facebook?
Exactly.
Well, no, of course not.
And then you're like, I'll be handing your phone.
I love you guys.
Who's got your phone?
Yeah. So anyway, I end up chatting with the mom. She's totally fine. It was pleasant conversation. Although, I will let you in on a little secret. The other kid, so there's two kids. Sadie's with a friend. That mom's there. And then Xander's with a friend. But that kid was there with his babysitter.
Okay.
She was really annoying.
What kind of baby?
She was like 22. But she, okay. Oh, my God. Forgot to tell you this. This is, you're so going to get this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the parents of the kid, the one that was with the babysitter, the dad is an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the mom's an actress, but the dad's an actor. He's like a character actor. He's not famous. But the babysitter, all she was talking about is this project that she's working on. She's like, that she wrote a script.
Oh,
and she made like a little pilot presentation. And she's like, yeah, I just like, my friends are like, you know, you should ask. Let's call the dad Tom. Mm-hmm. You know, you should show it to Tom and, you know, see if he could help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Mm-mm.
She's like, oh, really? How come? And I said, because – so she's the regular babysitter for this family. I said, because if Tom could help you with your career, he would have. I mean, can you imagine like that she's
just
like,
you're an
hey,
actor.
Could you look at my – yeah,
right.
But also –
he's not Tom Cruise.
But he's not Tom Cruise. That's the thing. He's like
he's
struggling himself.
Yes.
Like, oh,
yes.
He's going to be like, you know what? Let me bring this down to my people.
Right.
Let me bring this down to ICM.
Yep.
And like, let's get your career going.
Right.
No. That's not going to happen. You're the fucking babysitter. Yeah. Stop it.
I know.
Is everybody in LA that delusional?
Yes. That's why I hate LA. Did she write Skeps?
And that puts people in the most uncomfortable position.
It does.
When your babysitter goes, listen.
Could you read
could
my
you
script?
Help me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Tell me what you think.
Right. Now the babysitter's supposed to be watching your kids, but now every time they come over, you feel uncomfortable. Like, oh, are they waiting for an answer?
I know.
Did I read their script?
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't want my friends asking me to read their fucking script, let alone the babysitter that works for me. Listen, I'm paying you $20 an hour to shut the fuck up and take my kids to the pool.
Right. Exactly.
Stop.
No, I know.
Do
stop
not
it.
Ask me. Don't ask me to watch your pilot on YouTube that you made that's like 20 minutes long.
Pilot
no.
on YouTube.
Oh, my God. So she texted me her pilot, which I did not.
She texted
yes,
it to
us. She was asking us. She was like, oh, my God, I'd love to send
all,
it to you guys.
Who texted
me
the
and
pilot?
The other mom. I know she sent us the link to her YouTube. So it's, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
joking.
Yes, I'll absolutely watch it. Of course I did not watch it. No.
But that's the thing. Everybody, the weird thing is that, like, you don't want to run into people. You know, like, they give you a script or they give you, could you read my script? Could you, you know what else I get? Here's the other thing I get. I get this, hey, Lynette, hello, somebody I haven't heard from in a long time. Let's say Glenn, perfect example. Bring, hello, Lynette, it's Glenn. Hey, Glenn, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a long time. I've seen Mike Gerstein, what's going on? Hey, listen, cut to the chase. I got a friend, he's on drugs. He's like, his wife kicked him out. He's got two kids. He's living in his car.
Can you read a script?
Could you call? You think you could call Dr. Drew? That's what
yeah,
I get.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Like, do you know how many times, finally, everybody's backed off. But, like, in the beginning, like, the first 7 years that I knew Dr. Drew and I was dating Adam, that was the phone call I got. You think you could call Dr. Drew? You think? And then it flared up again when he got his celebrity rehab show.
Right.
Then I started getting the round three phone calls for you know, celebrity rehab. Like,
right.
Hey, I got a friend. She fell off the wagon. Do you think you can call Dr. Drew? Yeah. Oh, let me just get
him. Squeeze
hold
him
on.
Into
you know what?
Rehab?
I can patch you two in. Hold on. Let me get him on the phone. Let me get. Oh, Rosemary, his assistant, his secretary. I don't know his secretary. Rosemary, could you get Dr. Drew? Sure. Oh, no problem. No, I can't get fucking Dr. Drew. Tell him to go to the halfway house and get help, or go to the YMCA
yeah,
or the Salvation Army, or yeah, tweet at him. Maybe he'll help you. He'll give
you
some sage advice.
I know.
Just listen to a show if you want advice. I don't know. What do you think? I got Dr. Drew in my back, like he's ready to talk to all of Lynette's loser friends.
Yeah.
Please.
Did I ever tell you the story about, okay, this is almost Patreon worthy because, God, I pray he's not listening.
Go for it. I love these stories.
I pray. And I may have told you this a long time ago, but it's worth retelling because it had to have been years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a half brother. You know, I have half siblings.
Right.
So Stan, the biological father, was married 4 times.
Right.
Okay. So marriage number one, he had a son. And then marriage number two, he had 2 sons. Marriage number three, he had me. Marriage number four, he had another son. Now, that guy is like 16 years younger than me because I remember somehow – I remember going to stay with him one time that I saw him within many years.
Mm-hmm.
What the point I'm trying to make is that I have no relationship with any of these other kids. Three of them I never met, and then this one guy, I only met him when he was a new, like a little baby.
Wow.
Because I went to go stay with Stan.
Stan. I love that you have a dad.
When I was 16.
Your dad's name is Stan.
For like a week.
Yeah.
With his new, with his newish wife, who was like in her 20s,
mm-hmm.
and then his baby son, and he was like in his 50s. Okay.
Okay.
So, did not have any contact with this kid before that or after that. Then, out of nowhere, I'm a grown up, married to John, kids of my own or whatever. I start getting contacted by the fourth sibling, the son. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, listen,
sis.
I know this is weird. Yeah. Hey, sis, I haven't talked to you, you know, since I was 4 months old. But I have a really great idea for a TV show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
and guess what
God.
The idea was? No, the best part of the story is not just that he wanted to pitch me his idea for a TV show because he heard I was in the business.
I don't remember this story.
And I was a writer. Like, I wasn't in the business where I could help him with anything.
Yeah.
I was like a writer on, you know, crappy dating shows.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
I was not
blind
having any kind of I could not walk into like a, oh my God, I wanted to give you Mike. What's the huge agent? It was
Michael Ovitz.
Yes. That's the joke I wanted to make.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm not walking your idea into Michael Ovitz.
Right, right,
hot.
Right.
I got some hot tip for you. This is his idea, Lynette. This is the best part.
Oh, no.
He's like, can I said, first of all, I don't have any context. I can't help you. He's like, all right. Can I pitch you the idea, though, so you can give me some feedback? I'm like, sure, okay. What's your idea?
Yeah.
He goes, okay. Now, he's like, so have you heard of bum fights? Now, is this coming back to you?
Not really.
So this was years ago. Remember when somebody videotaped, they called it bum fights.
Right.
I mean, I'm not being offensive on purpose. It was homeless people. Some
it was
horrible person got homeless people to fight and videotaped it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they got arrested and probably served jail time.
Good.
Like, it was awful and it went viral. Okay. So, hey, you've heard of the success of bum fights. I have an idea about, like, this is how he was talking. We put a bunch of, like, bums in a house. Yeah, it's a reality show. And then, like, we give them challenges to, like, you know, get food or, you know.
What is it, Bum Big Brother? What the fuck? What?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was like, ha! Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this person has some of my blood in them too. What is happening right now? Then you know that feeling where you're like, I am on the surreal life right now because this is wrong on like 100 different levels. Like, it's wrong that he's contacting me.
Right.
That I don't even know him.
Right.
It's wrong that he's referencing bum fights for his pitch. It's wrong that he's pitching me anything.
Exactly. And also, how does he know that you're not going to take the idea and run with it?
I know, exactly.
And bum with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to have you sign a waiver. No. So I'm
bum
like,
fight.
And now he needs feedback. Now I'm sitting there like,
what?
And I said, well, I think that's a pretty bad idea. I mean, what are you? I was like, what am I supposed to do? Be like, yeah, there's something there.
No. Something there.
He's like, oh, a lot of my friends think this is like a hit. This is gonna be huge.
Time to get new friends, buddy.
Yeah. I was like, well, you know, bum fights is a horrible thing. And you know, right. The guy like got arrested for, I mean, that's not, no one's like, hey, that's so uplifting.
Yes.
You know, I think
right.
I saw that on Upworthy.
Right.
No.
Right.
I was like, you know, that's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
So basing something on something that's horrible.
Mm-hmm. That's like pit bull fighting. That's like taking the pit. How about right. we just put a bunch of pit bulls in a.
Michael Vick can host.
Right.
Get a celebrity host,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
He could even EP yeah. if he wants. I mean, I don't want to give away all the EP credit. This guy
him.
Was so out of his mind. So I was like, yeah, no. I mean, and at the time, this was many years ago. So I was like, at the time, I said, the only person I can think of that is that edgy is like a Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Howard Stern, not the Howard Stern of today.
Today, right. Back
would
then.
Would never
right,
do right, that. Right, but right. Back then, I was like, maybe Howard Stern. So I told him, I was like, yeah,
don't
I don't
call
have
him.
Yeah. He's like, do you have any contacts for Howard Stern? I go, no, I don't.
Oh, my God. People yeah. are so. Where does this guy live? Where does your bro half? Where's your pal brother? Where is your dear
have
brother?
Have you met me? I don't
you
know.
You don't know.
No.
Is he in the state of California?
Oh, my God. That's, you know what? That story is a Patreon episode.
Well, there's more?
There's more to him.
There's more
There's
to
more
that.
To him, but suffice
wow.
that story to say that, yeah,
Holy
I'm not really
shit.
In contact with him. We're Facebook friends.
So how'd it turn out with the babysitter? Did she get her spec script
made? No, I was like,
made?
I
get
decided,
a green light?
I'm not suffering. I was like, I don't, and she could not understand why I didn't think it would be a good idea. She's like, all my friends are telling me I should
of
approach him and ask
are.
Him for help. And I said, if he could help you, he would have.
Right.
He the guy knows what you are trying to do for a living.
Right.
I'm sure it hasn't escaped him. I'm sure you've brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it that bitchy, but
yeah,
I said, have you ever mentioned like what mm-hmm. you're trying to do out here? She's like, oh yeah. I was like, then he knows. If he wanted to see it, he would have said like, hey, let me take a look. Mm-hmm. I go, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. I go, people, you don't want to approach him. I go, cause then it's like going to make him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be kind
of
hanging
of
in
course.
The air. And she's
of
like,
course.
Oh, okay.
Duh. Fucking millennials.
Okay, so here's the story of the swimming pool, though.
Okay.
So the place, super fun. They've got a low diving board. Then they've got a 3-meter.
Go on
and
Stephanie's
then they have a 5-meter platform.
Instagram.
Go on
yeah.
my Instagram, mm-hmm. S. Wilder Taylor,
mm-hmm.
and you could see me jumping off this thing. But this was the second day we went. But this is a total classic parenting story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we get there. The two kids, LB went too.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take a swim test to be able to even go in the deep end where
okay.
the diving boards are. So the kids all take a swim test. They all pass. My kids are all good swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all immediately – all the kids are going – except for Sadie – are going on the middle high dive.
Okay.
The young – they're all 10
mm-hmm.
except for Elby. So the three 10-year-olds that are – so minus Sadie are all going on the high dive too.
They're not afraid.
They weren't afraid, but then they were climbing up on the platform one and looking out and then freaking out and turning around and going back down the stairs.
Really?
Well, it's like four flights
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Right?
That's, I know.
It's
yeah.
very high.
The one you dropped off.
That
was,
one.
That
it's
one.
It's really high.
Right.
It's scary. So they won't go off that one, but they're all going off the middle one.
Right.
But Sadie climbs up the middle one and she walks out and she freezes up and she can't do it. She climbs back down.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts torturing her. She's like, I really, really want to be able to go on it.
That's a good quality.
She's like, I can't. I can't do it. I'm scared. Then she starts ruining everyone's time.
Oh, that's a bad quality.
Yeah, because she's crying. She's crying. And then Elby's like, Mom, I can't. Like, Sadie won't stop crying about this. So then I try everything. I talk to her. And then she does the thing. I know you've seen this look. We've all seen this look. Where you're sitting in one section with the other parents and your kids are all having fun,
mm-hmm.
but then you see the one kid walking towards you with the puss
right,
on.
Right, right.
So you know something's wrong,
right.
but you don't know what it is. But mm. you know they're not hurt
right.
because they're not like crying
right.
big.
Yeah.
It's a small cry. So you know it's either they're feeling excluded.
Right. Here comes a headache that I got to deal with.
They want lunch.
Yeah.
They're so hungry. Something,
yes. Something
that
is
annoying
irritating.
Is wrong.
Yeah. Right, right.
So Sadie's doing that. Like she keeps walking over like, just not full on crying, but just like, I'm not having fun. So I have to go talk to her. So she comes over and I'm like, well, what is wrong? And she's like, everybody's doing the high dive and I can't do it.
Hmm.
So I was like, well, why can't you? And she's like, it's just too high. Every time I want to do it, I want to do it so bad, but I go up there and I walk out and then I can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, who cares? Like, then don't do it.
Right.
If everybody jumps off a high dive, does that mean you have to jump off a high dive? So I'm trying. Like, I'm like, listen, am I going off the high dive? No, I'm not even in my damn swimsuit.
Right.
Like, it's okay to be a no-getter.
Yes.
Like, it's fine.
Yes.
Hashtag no-getter.
Yes.
Be a no-getter. Be proud that that seems scary to you. Mm-hmm. Go off the low dose. There's other things to do.
Right.
No, it's not good enough for her. She's feeling really... just, I really want to do this. I want to do this. So I'm like, okay.
That's a healthy thing.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So I go, do you want me to walk over there with you? Will that help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I walk over with her. I'm standing at the next to her. She climbs up there. She walks out. I'm like, come on, Sadie. You can do this. You can totally do this. You got this. I'm like, it's not even high. Yeah. Look at me. Look how close I am to you. And I'm on the ground.
Right.
I think it's working. You know, she's standing there and then she starts crying and she's like, I just can't do it. This goes on for, I'm not exaggerating, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like crying, coming back to me. I'm so sad. I feel stupid. The other kids can do it. Meanwhile, the other kids are now upset because
they can't get on
do the platform one. But they're not crying about it. They just keep climbing up there, walking out and then going hell no. Right. Yeah. And Xander won't even go up there. He's too scared.
Yes. Sunny so the other never. Two.
So the one with the YouTube pilot. Her charge is up there, but climbing back down.
You too.
And then the other, Sadie's friend, is climbing up there and climbing back down.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got to add insult to injury that these kids are like, come on, Sadie, you can do it. Mm. Or they're going like, it's okay if you're scared. Don't worry about it, which is condescending from one 10-year-old to another 10-year-old. And Sadie's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You can't even do the next one up.
Yeah. So, okay. Right.
So long story short.
You pushed her off?
I pushed her off. No, I didn't. You can't climb up there with them.
Uh-huh.
So that goes on for a while. It's so annoying. And finally, I'm like, can we just scrap this whole project and go to Menchie's?
Right.
Like,
right,
it's hot out here. I don't have my phone.
Right.
Like, how about thinking about me for a change? You, I want to challenge myself. Well, I don't have my phone.
I'm challenging myself, too. I'm breaking out in cold sweats.
I'm making small talk, and I've been doing it for, like, almost 2 hours.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
Okay, so we leave, go to Menchie's, go home. Sadie starts having terrible regret about the fact that she never went. So she starts obsessing about when can we go back?
Mm-hmm.
When can we go back? So this had been on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So all day Friday, she's like, can we go back to the pool? I had something to do Friday. So I said, well, we could go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mom, because I really regret that I didn't do it and I want to go back tomorrow. I want to do it. I want to face my fear. I'm like, this is pretty great.
Yeah.
So the next day, we go back.
Mm-hmm.
We get there at like 1:30. She starts, I mean, the tears come immediately. Mm-hmm. She's trying. She can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I said to her, so I wore my bathing suit this time.
Oh, and brought your phone.
And brought my phone. That's how I got the Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, well, what if I went off that platform, high dive? Would you go off yours? Would you go off the middle one? She's like, maybe. So I climbed up the platform. I walked out to the edge of it, and I was like, oh, hell to the no. This is high.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, it's like three. It really is literally like three. Yeah. It felt so high to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm old, and I haven't even
jumped. What am I going to do?
Who do I got to like swimming pools.
Right.
What am I? Yeah, who?
I know.
I don't
am I trying
to prove?
Right. And by the way, if we're going to do this, get the phone out so we can make a social media
post. Well, so that's what happened is then Sadie was like, come on, Mom, will you do it? So I was like, all right, but you got to get this on Instagram, you know, so I can get some likes going.
Right.
So then I was really scared. Like my heart was beating like a hamster, you know, I had that awful.
Feeling.
So Elby's coaching me. So Elby's did it. Elby did it the time before. And now Elby went off of it again.
Mm-hmm.
And Elby's like, Mom, this is how you have to do it. Just love know in your Elby. Mind. That you're going to do it, walk. When you get to the top, don't go out there and look down. Just walk off the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it.
She's smart.
Yeah, so I did. So I'm like, Sadie, you ready? She's like, I'm ready. So I did it. I walked out and I slayed the dragon.
Right.
I jump off. I'm like, yes.
Right.
I'm like, Sadie, did you get it? And she goes, no. I forgot to hold the button down. I was like, oh, you bitch. You bitch. You don't even care about my social media. How dare you? So then, okay. So anyway, then I did it again, and she got it on Instagram, and that part is history.
Right.
Meanwhile, Xander's just like, you know what? So we're not with the other kids, and it's not crowded there at all. Mm-hmm. Xander's like, I want to do the platform. I did not think in a million years he was going to do it. The kid's afraid of, like, roller coasters.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Walks up to the platform one and just walks off and is like, Geronimo! And, like, leaps off. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
That kid is so brave.
That's awesome.
Then he proceeded to do it, like, 25 more times.
Right.
That became, like, his favorite thing. So, meanwhile, now Sadie's feeling even worse.
Yeah, take Sunny there.
It's really fun. Sherman Oaks Van Nuys City Pool.
Okay.
It was very clean and nice. It costs a buck to take your kids there. A dollar. Okay. Yeah, it's a park pool.
Right.
So so now Sadie's feeling even worse. She's like, are you kidding me right now? Now Xander's doing the platform? Like, I needed that kind of pressure?
Yeah.
So now we have all of these people trying to get Sadie to do the high dive. Mm-hmm. Like, the lifeguards are talking through those megaphones, you know, that cheerleaders use. Those, like... Come on, Sadie!
Really?
Go, Sadie!
Oh, cute.
You can do it! She keeps climbing up, walking out, and then just her face just gets crushed, and then she walks back down and goes back down the ladder. Then she goes back up, stands out there.
She looks so little up there.
She does look so tiny. So then I start approaching lifeguards, like, can you give her any tips? How do we get her to go off of it?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, maybe she just doesn't want to. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. She wants to so bad it's killing her.
Mm-hmm.
She really wants to.
This is day two.
So this goes on for like an hour. Then Sadie tells me, which I think is so cute. She's like, Mom, can we not leave until I've done it?
I love this kid. That's awesome. That's such a good quality.
Right?
Yes.
So I said, sure. In my mind, I was like,
You go do it now then.
Yeah, exactly. And then Elby says something, which I thought was kind of cute. Elby's like, Sadie, the sooner you do it, the more time we have left here, because you're going to want to do it a million times. You're going to like it. So the sooner you do it, the more time you'll have to do it more.
Yeah.
Didn't help that much.
She's working it too much up in her head. She needs to take Elby's advice. Just walk off.
Yeah. So we were trying that. I was trying different things. One time trying to pressure her. I'm like, Sadie, just do it.
Just do it.
I'm trying to like be like kind of hard ass.
Like, or you're grounded.
Like mean coach.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Just do it. You have to do it. You can't come back down until you do it. Then she's, really? Why? And I'm like, all right, that didn't work. Of course you can come back down. Then I'm trying really nice. Like, don't worry about it. You don't have to do it. It does not make you less of a daredevil if you didn't do it. You do lots of brave things.
Right.
You're such a brave person.
Yes. You bake.
Oh my God. I had this whole talk with her where I was like, you give yourself growth hormone with a needle every single
day. That's true.
You think these other kids would just do that like it's nothing?
That's true.
That's much harder than jumping off a high dive.
And she was the one that was giving Xander the pep talk, right? When he went to go get his hormone, right?
I go, you got your blocker and you didn't even flinch.
Right.
You're super brave. Yeah. You don't need to prove that by going off of a high dive.
Right.
She's like, yeah, whatever, I do.
Right.
So then I find there's like a swim coach who's like a private swim coach who's working separately with these other kids.
Poor mom.
And I was like, do you have any tips? I can't get my kid to do it. And he's like, give her to me. Bring her over here. So I bring her over to this guy. He's like a professional swim coach at like USC.
Thank
or something.
God.
And he's like, all right. He was so great. I did not get his name, but he was awesome. So if he's listening,
I'm sure
he is. Yeah. Shout out. He's like, he goes, bring her over to me. So I bring her over. I'm like, Sadie, meet this professional, total professional swim coach. And he's like, okay, let me see your form. Let me look at your jumping form. He's like, can you jump off just the side of the pool for me? So she does it. And he's like, all right, pretty good. He's like, go off the low. Let me see you go off the low dive. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick a spot. I don't want you to look down. I want you to pick a spot across the pool and just look out at that spot. And then I just want you to walk off the low dive. So she does it. And he's like, yeah, that's really good. Okay, now I want you to try that. He gives her like one other thing to do. All of a sudden, I look up. She's walking off the high dive and she just goes.
Wow.
Like it's nothing.
Wow.
I don't know what kind of magic voodoo shit this guy did on my kid. But then she did it. And then she was like so proud of herself. And then she did it like 100 more times. And it was the best day for her.
That's such a great thing for her. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
Do you know how great? That's a good quality to have. That I'm not going to leave here till I do it. I want to. I mean, it could also stress a kid out, obviously.
Right.
But
or a parent.
It's a healthy dose of that once in a while. is good. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, to push through, to conquer, you know. Like, Sonny wants to play football, but he doesn't want to play football. But he wants to play, but he doesn't.
But I've seen him, like, making...
He plays flag. He wants to play...
Oh, he wants to play...
The tackle football.
No.
And Adam's like, I'll sign you up. And he's like, but I'm scared. And Adam says, that's why you should do it. Because you're scared.
No, their brains, little brains.
That's what I said to Adam.
It's really, really supposed to be terrible for your brain. Even adults can't handle that. You think a kid's brain needs to be knocking around in their head?
No, I know. But anyway, but that's why also he made him do the roller coaster thing at Disneyland. Remember when he did that? When he made him go on?
Yes. Which kind of traumatized him, though.
No, he was okay. But you know what,
though? He doesn't want to go on it anymore.
Well, let's read now, and then I'll tell you a horrible story.
Perfect. Tell us about Diff.
I would if I could find my glasses.
Oh, ah! Get it? Diff is an eyewear company.
Right, see?
See what I did? You need to use Diff. Diff, here's the thing about Diff. Diff is probably short for makes a difference.
Right.
It's a different kind of eyewear company. It's disruptive. It's a designer eyewear brand that focuses on doing good.
I like disruptive.
I know. How many companies are focused on doing good?
I love it.
How many corporations?
Not enough.
Offers the same quality eyewear as overpriced luxury brands, but at a fraction of the cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I thought you were acting like with your hand and stuff.
Oh, no, I was letting you take it.
They have all different styles of eyeglass, of sunwear, too.
Like what?
Well, they have like the cat eyes and they have the aviators and the sunglasses. They get for every sunglass they sell, they donate to a project like the Sabo Project, which employs local women as tailors to make the pouches for the sunglasses. And the profits made from the pouch program goes to Little Angel School in Uganda.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. And if you use our code FCOL at diffeyewear.com, you get $25 off your order and you get to help Diff do good in the world. That's Diff Eyewear, DiffEyewear.com. Use the code FCOL.
Also, my bathroom is going to look better very soon because I ordered my Quip.
Yay!
Toothbrush. I don't have to look at Motley Crue toothbrushes anymore, you know?
Yeah. So I ordered one too.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
See, aren't we? See, you guys got to get your Quip. It's the electric toothbrush. It's a fraction of the cost. And
it's a subscription.
It's a subscription. And they will deliver you
the brush head.
The brush head, so you don't have to think about it.
I love that.
And it's dentist recommended. It's 2 minutes with the guiding pulses. It vibrates.
Love that.
And it's been featured in Oprah's O-List, Time's Best Inventions. So, and plus they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists all around the country.
You know what I love? Convenience.
That's exactly right. It works and it's convenient.
We're busy. We have kids.
Yes.
I don't want to think about when I need my toothbrush. I know.
Exactly.
Just send me one in the mail. And the Quip, the toothbrush, the whole toothbrush is only $25.
That's awesome.
I know.
If you go to getquip.com/FCOL right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. So that's your first refill free pack at getquip.com/FCOL. So go do it.
Yeah. Now, what was the sad thing?
The only sad story was, I was going to tell you, was when, I think I told you, when Sonny got stuck up on a rock, and it was during flag football practice, and all his friends were there, and they were
Why was he up on a rock?
They were at a park practicing, but they were goofing around before the practice, and they were climbing, and Natalia's been up on that rock a million times, and they jumped down. Sonny went up there, and because it was probably 4 feet off the ground.
Uh-huh.
He just didn't want to jump.
Aww.
Or maybe five. He didn't want to jump down. And now, like, his one friend's like, come on, let's go. The practice is starting. And they're like, come on, Sonny. And he's like, and he tells Natalia, can you go get Olga?
Oh, no.
Can you go get Olga? What was Olga going to do?
Was this recently?
Yeah, like a year ago.
Aww.
And then now he's got all his buddies, all his friends are, and then there's this
Did the fire department come with one of those big ladder trampoline?
But then
things?
There was, like, the tallest kid on their basketball team, Noah, who's the sweetest kid, but he's, like, taller than me.
Right.
And he's a sixth grader, and he's taller than me, and he comes over, and he's like, come on, buddy, I got you. Isn't that so cute? And he was like, no, it's okay. I can do it. I can do it. I mean, for 25 minutes, like the practice was like, come on, come on. And he's like, no, I could do it. And then all his friends are laughing and like, jump, just jump, just jump, just jump. You want me to push you? No, I can do it. I can do it. And then he did it. And then his friend was like, can we get a whoop whoop?
Oh,
that's Sunny. Yeah.
It's so hard when they like freeze up.
I know. Isn't that sad?
That does make me sad.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's not for you.
Okay.
That's not for you.
All right.
So listen, next week, we do have a new show for you guys on Friday, but next week is going to be a best of because yes. I guess the Corollas are going on vacation.
Yeah. Not me, but I guess everybody else is going on vacation.
Yeah. They're
going
to be dark.
Yeah. So we won't be here. So you'll
that's
get a best
very
of.
Rare. You have to admit that you and I work through almost every holiday.
I know. We come in on and Kaylin, we come in on Memorial days, on Valentine days. We're always here.
Yeah.
No,
we
yeah.
We really do.
3-day weekends. Yeah, that's true.
So I have more stories for you for Friday.
I think I have a Patreon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
About Adam and I going to a couples therapy.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, but in the meantime, join us on Patreon and pretty soon on another platform, which I'll tell you about soon, where we're going to do some cool stuff. But in the meantime, we're still on Patreon doing our bonus content. And so Lynette has a good one. That's $5 a month, which breaks down to like $1 a week.
Yeah.
And if you are at the $50 level, you can get a shout out for your business, like Christy Lewis, who does a makeup line, professional grade makeup, and you can find her at dramaticlashes.net. Mm-hmm. And she has really cool stuff. She sent us some product, which I have to give to you.
Oh.
Also, Letty Molina does Hempworks, W-O-R-X, hempworks.com/L Molina, CBD oil. Michelle McKibben is a loan consultant with Bank of America now, and her email is michelle.mckibben, M-C-K-I-B-B-I-N, at bankofamerica.com. Find her there. Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms, you know, relax and, like, feel like themselves again after they've popped out a kid. And you can check out her show at shamelessmom.com. It's very inspiring. Mm-hmm. The Wayne Foundation helps get these girls out of sexual trafficking. It's very important. Important cause, and Ulysses is very supportive of this cause, and he pays for Jamie Walton to have her business shouted out, her company. Wayne, it's not a company, you know, her 501c.
Yeah.
WayneFDN.org. Kate Marengo is our gorgeous interior decorator. She's out of Chicago. She can help you pimp out your home or your garage, whatever you're doing. InteriorChicago.com. Look for Kate Marengo. Tish Clevenger wants to put some stuff in your juice.
She wants to juice you up.
She is going to make your juice really healthy. So find her at Clevenger, Clevenger.juiceplus.com. That's it.
Okay. For this week. All right. Thanks, Kaylin.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you guys.
Yeah, see you Friday.
All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.